How the Dinosaur Got His Shoes. Written by Johnny Prynne. Illustrated by Hannah Hutchings. Translated by Emmanuel Guérinet. Accompanying audiobook narrated by Stéphane Cornicard. People have always wondered why they find piles of shoes wherever they find dinosaur bones. The truth is that all dinosaurs used to wear shoes. All of them, that is, except Terence Rex. It wasn't that Terence didn't want to wear shoes. Without them, he was always treading on thistles or stubbing his toes on rocks or leaving footprints everywhere, so that the other dinosaurs knew it must be him who had stolen the biscuits. It was just that he could never find any shoes that were quite right. But after one particularly sore feet, stubby toes sort of morning, Terence decided that enough was enough. He set off to find the perfect pair of chaussures. It wasn't long before Terence found a dinosaur twirling around in a pair of pink ballet shoes.
Hello, what's your name?
Bonjour, je m'appelle Steg, said the other dinosaur.
Could I try on your pink chaussures? Asked Terence.
Oui, of course you can try on my chaussures rose, said Steg.
Terence put on the chaussure rose and started to dance with joy. He whirled and twirled and leapt through the air, right onto a prickly thistle.
Ouch!
Cried Terence. Les chaussures roses were just too thin.
No, these aren't right. But I can't expect to find the right chaussure after trying on just one pair. Thank you, Steg. Goodbye.
The next dinosaur Terence met was wearing sparkling white disco chaussures.
Bonjour. Comment tu t'appelles? Said Terence.
Je m'appelle Trish, said the dinosaur.
Could I try on your white chaussures?
Oui, of course, said Trish.
Terence popped on the chaussures blanches and looked down at his feet. But the chaussures blanches sparkled and shone and made his eyes hurt.
Non, these shoes aren't quite right either, said Terence. But I've only tried on two pairs. Merci, Trish. Au revoir.
Terence walked on until he met a dinosaur as tall as the trees, wearing red high-heeled chaussures.
Bonjour,
Terence shouted up to her.
Comment tu t'appelles?
Je m'appelle Bridget,
said the tall dinosaur. Terence told Bridget about his search for chaussures. When he asked her, she kicked off her red chaussure for him to try. He climbed into les chaussures rouges, but they were so tall, he wibbled and wobbled and fell right on his bottom.
Oh, no, these shoes aren't right either. But I've only tried on une, deux, trois pairs. Merci, Bridget. Au revoir.
Terence left the forest
and found a pair of dinosaurs in shiny black tap chaussures bashing their heads together.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Crash,
said the first dinosaur.
Et je m'appelle Voilà,
said the second. Could I try on your black chaussure? Asked Terence. Wallop gave Terence his chaussure noire. But when Terence tried them on, all the tipping and tapping gave him a terrible headache.
No, these aren't right. But I've only tried on une, deux, trois, quatre paires.
Une, deux, trois, quatre paires. Maybe I'll find the right chaussure at the watering hole.
There were lots of dinosaurs at the watering hole, and lots of chaussures to try on. La paire de chaussures number 5 were green trainers. But les chaussures vertes were too sporty. La paire de chaussures number 6 were orange football boots. But les chaussures orange were too smelly. La paire de chaussures numéro 7 were big purple boots. But les chaussures violettes were too heavy. La paire de chaussures numéro 8 were yellow wellies. But les chaussures jaunes were too dinosaur dungy.
I've tried on une, deux, trois, quatre, cinq, six, sept, huit paires de chaussures.
And none of them have been right, said Terence.
Just then, a flying dinosaur wearing blue chaussures with wheels on the bottom landed beside him.
Bonjour, said the flying dinosaur when she saw Terence. Je m'appelle Penny. Pleased to meet you.
Bonjour, said Terence. Could I try on your chaussures bleues?
Oui, of course, said Penny.
These chaussures bleues are great, said Terence, whizzing around. I wonder where I can get a... He wailed, rolling down the hill and crashing into a tree trunk.
It's hopeless,
Terence cried.
I've tried on... Une, deux, trois, quatre, cinq, six, sept, huit, neuf paires de chaussures now, and not one of them has been right. I'm going to have sore feet and stubbed toes forever.
Actually, there is one more pair de chaussures for you to try,
said a voice from the bushes. There was a rustling, and Bridget appeared, followed by all the other dinosaurs Terence had met that day.
We all had so much fun watching you try on our chaussures that we wanted to say merci, said Steg. So... we bought you a present.
Penny swooped down next to them, carrying a large box. Terence opened the box. Inside, he found a pair of fancy brown chaussures. They weren't too thin, or too shiny, or too smelly, or too loud, or too dirty. And they were just his size.
Merci,
said Terence, putting on the chaussure marron.
Can you say it with me? I've tried on. Une, deux, trois, quatre, cinq, six, sept, huit, neuf, dix paires de chaussures now. And these ones are perfect.
And although he did have a little trouble with the laces from time to time, Terence Rex never had sore feet or stubbed toes ever again. All thanks to his chaussure marron. Glossary. Au revoir. Goodbye. Blanc. White. Bleu. Blue. Bonjour. Hello. Chaussure. Shoes. Chapeau. Hat. Comment tu t'appelles? What's your name? Deux. Two. Dinosaure. Dinosaur. Dix. Ten. Huit. Eight. Jaune. Yellow. Je m'appelle. My name is. Marron. Brown. Merci. Thank you. Neuf. Nine. Noir. Black. Non. No. Numéro. Number. Orange. Orange. Oui. Yes. Pair. Pair. Quatre. Four. Rose. Pink. Rouge. Red. Sept. Seven. Six. Six. Trois. Three. Un. One. Vert. Green. Violet. Purple. Exercise. Listen and repeat. Écoute et répète. Listen and repeat. Bonjour, je m'appelle Steg. J'ai 5 ans. Je porte des chaussures roses.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Trish. J'ai 6 ans. Je porte des chaussures blanches.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Bridget. J'ai 7 ans. Je porte des chaussures rouges.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Crash. J'ai 8 ans. Je porte des chaussures noires.
Exercise 2. Listen carefully. Écoute attentivement. One of the dinosaurs is lying, but which one? Un des dinosaures ment, mais lequel?
Bonjour, je m'appelle Steg. Je porte des chaussures roses.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Trish. Je porte des chaussures blanches.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Bridget. Je porte des chaussures noires.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Crash. Je porte des chaussures noires.
Did you find out who was lying? Listen again.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Steg. Je porte des chaussures roses.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Trish. Je porte des chaussures blanches.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Bridget. Je porte des chaussures noires.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Crash. Je porte des chaussures noires.
Did you find out who was lying? Listen again.